Welcome to the Parsha Pick Me Up, a podcast that offers just one brief insight into the weekly Torah portion. Each of the princes brought the same impressive offering: a silver platter and bowl, both filled with fine flour mixed with oil, a golden ladle filled with incense, a young bull, a ram, and a lamb for a burnt offering, a goat for a sin offering, two oxen, five rams, five goats, and five lambs. Most famously, our Torah portion is lengthy because it repeats the account of each prince's offering, even though they are all the same. The alternative, it would seem, would be to say something like, "This is what Nachshon, the son of Amminadab, donated, and so did the rest of the princes," and so on. So why repeat the contents of each individual offering? The sages tell us that, in fact, while we can't see it, each offering was different. Why did the princes see fit to bring their offerings in this manner? The rabbis said that though each one brought the same offering, they brought them for great reasons, and each and every one brought it in accordance with his own mind. Nachshon began and offered for the sake of the monarchy. The prince of Yisachar came and made his offering for the sake of the Torah, since they loved the Torah more than all the other tribes. Zevulun made an offering corresponding to the sea, as it was in his portion, and so on. In other words, yes, each prince made the same offering, but they did so for different reasons. In this way, Rabbi Nissen Alpert wrote, the Torah emphasizes the importance of intent. Though the offerings were the same, the intentions behind them transformed them into unique acts. The intentions behind them transformed them into unique gifts to God on behalf of each of their tribes. This is true throughout our lives. Killing can be murder, self-defense, or war. A hug can be loving, begrudging, indifferent. Our thoughts give meaning and import to our behaviors. In this way, we are not only differentiated from other people, but even from ourselves. We may be the ones who have changed. Yesterday, we prayed in a rote manner. Today, we prayed with feeling. 2 weeks ago, we made a donation out of obligation. But this morning, we gave with a smile, with great warmth and feeling. The importance of intention is perhaps felt nowhere more than in the shifting rhythms of our own days and years as we change and grow. And if we no longer fill our actions with high-minded intentions, if we do not form them with love and spiritual ambition and a clear mind, then we may change yet again. And no matter how often we seem to do the same things, they will never be the same. And we will never be the same. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Parsha Pick Me Up. Please subscribe, share this episode with a friend, or leave a review. If you have questions or comments, write to me at rabbi@ush.org. If you're in Houston, come daven, learn, and join us at United Orthodox Synagogues. We'd love to see you.